Stopping the recording.
Okay,
Hello.
there we go.
Wing, wing, wing.
I didn't record the my first
I didn't either.
here.
So my apologies for
My apologies too.
that.
Oh.
Well, we are mutually apologetic. Oh, Jerry. Oh, she's probably trying to reconstruct her ability to stream the audio.
Oh, there
There
she
she is.
Oh, now we're recording. I think we forgot the other two sessions.
Yes, it just
They should have been recorded because they were good discussions.
Well, I did record a good part of it on my di digital audio, but I forget when I started.
Oh, it'll tell you.
Yeah.
Recordings are like that.
So
I
is
got
this
lots of them. You want to see lots of them? There's one. Look at that. Cassette tapes from the 1980s.
Oh, I have those too.
Well, this one is actually produced by me.
Oh, wow.
Be careful because they you know kind of in
Great, yeah.
Degrade, deteriorate.
Yes, I know.
I have a
Yes, they
couple.
do.
I've got
I even
one of
have
them.
master tapes for the big tape machines back here, too,
Wow, because I've got
which is
one.
where this came from.
I've got a few of them actually that are really good, but they've disintegrated, so you can hardly listen to them. They're on codecs and fluoride and all kinds of really with good speakers, presenters, and testimonials. Anyway, you
Yeah,
can't.
I got a bunch of those. I got quite a few Acres USA recordings from Chuck Walters sitting down here in the basement on more cassette tapes.
Oh,
I've got a whole, well, the rack is,
I think you can transfer them to.
it's big.
I think you can transfer them to
Oh,
another.
yes. I've even got a cassette player over there to my stereo that I could zoom them into my, or well, zoom, that's not, I could transfer them into my computer here and make digital recordings out of them. Yeah, I could.
But you're not going to.
I haven't done it yet.
So Randy, it seems to me your requirement for the Green Party for greening the dollar is that only parity be funded? Is I'm not I'm
Not that, no, not that it only be parity, no, but
what
that it needs to be the needs to be one of the primary foci focuses, if you will, in English, I guess, rather than Latin, of the monetary authorities' activity. If they don't ensure that ag parity is maintained, then they will never have a handle on being able to regulate the value of money.
They'll always be overshooting or undershooting.
They'll always be off. They'll always be chasing the dragon.
So if that phrase that you gave us way back when, that I think you were writing up with Stephen Zarlenga, to put a parity provision in the NEED Act, would that be sufficient to keep things,
Yeah.
we're talking about. You can't introduce too much money, and you have to have a way to moderate the.
Right. You got to reduce as well as increase. Yes. You have to be able to do both.
Do
The
you have that?
monetary authority does. Yeah.
So that
Randy.
30 provision would have done that. Would have helped.
Well, I'd have to go back and look at what it was that I told Stephen. I think what I finally wound up writing for Stephen was something that Stephen wouldn't object to as right. language in the proposal.
Okay.
Not that it was necessarily the right economic policy to be enacted by government.
Okay.
Because so, when it's the same problem Sue is facing with the Green Party.
Yeah.
When you actually write down what right. what the party should advocate, you will never get consensus from the party to support it.
Well, I wouldn't worry about that, Sue, because you're not going to get consensus anyway. So,
well, that's why platform planks are such a struggle. Because you have to persuade.
But even once the plank gets inserted, like greening the dollar plank,
mm-hmm.
nobody knows about it. Nobody pays attention. When they know about it, they don't pay attention to it.
Right.
Even yep. if it's yep. called to their attention.
Correct. Yeah.
So I wouldn't worry about that. Do it the right way and screw the rest.
Well, yeah.
Yes, but I have to get it through the committee, my committee.
How big is the committee? Only about 4 or 5 people, and you've got Harold, Howard Schweitzer on there?
Well, around 8 to 10 people show up every week, but then there's a couple people that, you know, are in on the committee that will be asked to vote.
Hmm. Who don't attend the meetings?
Sporadically.
Ah.
I don't know. I think you can, geez. Why did you take on that big bite? Wow.
That's but all it's right.
Good. No, it's very good. Yes.
Yeah.
It's a good learning experience for me, let me tell you.
Right.
Yeah, it's just you may not be learning the things you anticipated learning.
Yeah.
No, you know, so it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah, well, I hear you.
Somewhere, I don't know where, I have that plank that was taken out. Maybe it's under AMI.
Yeah, probably is. I've got it on the computer here someplace. I could look it up. I came across it the other day.
Oh, you
I came
did?
Across some of those old emails that I exchanged with Zarlinga, too.
Huh.
Where we're beating each other about the head and shoulders.
No, but it's you know, this allows me to see what you and Zarlinga were arguing about.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. And I don't really think it was so much between me and him, although some of it was, as it was between me and the rest of the executive committee or whatever it was called, Dick Distelhorst, what's his name, Poteet, who else was in there? Ben Giesen. There was a bunch of folks on the AMI executive committee that were unwilling, essentially. Well, Tiedemann, for another. That was another guy in there.
Oh, my goodness. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, well, those were the folks. I'm hoping that at some point in time, Steve Walsh will be able to find the recording, video recording, of Randy Cook when he made his last presentation to the AMI, which was either 07 or 08, somewhere in there, where I refused to give my presentation.
Did you say why or what was
that? Yes, I certainly did.
You told the audience why you refused?
Yep. And after I told them why I refused, Stephen Zarlinga came rushing up to the front of the room, grabbing my shoulder. Randy, you've got to fill that hole. You've got to, no, we've got, please, please, please. And that from that point on, I went through an entire public interrogation where I was interrogating the head folks of the AMI about the monetary reform legislative proposal, which didn't exist. Nobody had it in their hands at that time. Nobody. And I was asserting that such a thing did exist, that it had already been written, and that all that we were doing as presenters was standing around filling time while they finished the damn paper. And that nothing that we were saying was going to be included in it other than what the folks who were writing it decided should be in there. That's what I said. And I was not well received. And I finally looked right at Dick Distelhorst. And I said, Dick, how many pages in the AMI proposal? 60? 70? And Dick looked up sort of sheepishly and said, 52. And I, at that point, I said, there you have it, folks. You have a 52-page proposal that nobody has in their hands, that nobody has read, and yet we still sit here and are invited up on stage to try to convince and persuade each and every one of you that I'm right, you're wrong, and that that's going to somehow have an influence on the AMI proposal. And it just ain't true. That's why I'm not giving my proposal, because it doesn't make a damn bit of difference. And I went and sat down.
Why would
and
you...
I'd like to see that video.
I would
see
do
if it's anything close to what I remember it being.
Yeah, I would make your proposal anyway, Sue. All that being said, I'd say go ahead and do it. That's what I would do.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm not trying to
you have to do it.
Make somebody shy away from doing the work. Not at all. No, my complaint at that point in time was that I had been doing the work and it was being pigeonholed. Intentionally ignored. That was my complaint. And that I wasn't going to participate in such an effort any longer. If my efforts were going to be pigeonholed and ignored, I ain't going to come and try and persuade you anymore. That's all my complaint was. I've got other things to do, folks. Thanks, bye. Don't make me invest $500 in a damned hotel room and my own personal transportation to get here and pay $150 for a seminar participation fee so that I can come here and then talk to you and try to persuade you and then have my shit canned. That don't work for me. So that's all I was doing. I mean, that's no reflection on anybody else. That's just me.
Yeah, but then nobody else got to hear what you were proposing. And
didn't matter. What I was proposing was no different that year than it was the 2 years prior that I'd been there.
Well, so you could have started out. See my
how much parody is parody, you know?
Yeah. See my presentation. I could have started out, see my presentations from the previous 2 years. And for that, you know, it's the same this year.
Well, so I think I covered that in my comments when I said I wasn't going to present. I said, you guys have all heard me before. You know, there may be some new faces here, but, you know, all of these videos are uploaded and posted to the website. You can certainly look through them and see them now.
So this was before...
this was in 07 or 08, yeah, somewhere near.
Yeah, so this did they already have the American Monetary Act?
No, that was what I was talking about.
Yeah. Okay, so they hadn't written it yet.
Correct. Well, they had it. That was what I asked Distelhorst about.
Yeah, they must have had drafts that they didn't.
Exactly.
Because that was when I found, around 2008, where I found the, maybe 2009, the draft that had a parity provision in it.
Well, I think, yeah, I think my lament kicked them into action so that they kind of came out from behind the curtain and began to do a little more public acknowledgement of actual planning and effort to make a legislative proposal. I think I was instrumental in forcing their hand, so to speak, to get them to bring it forward. I think that was the year that Ed Chambers was there. Anybody know Ed Chambers?
Nope.
No.
Who is the labor organizer there in Chicago? The guy that was always, could never get in the front door of the White House. It doesn't matter. Ed Chambers was an organizer, labor or community organizer. He took the place of the other guy. I think everybody recognized his name if I said it, but I can't think now. Anyway, Ed Chambers personally was instrumental in organizing Rochester, New York. Kodak. Yeah.
Randy, could you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you look for that plank, that parody plank that was taken out of the Need Act?
So you want me to shut up? Okay.
No. But I want to see what was acceptable.
It wouldn't have been to the group that Randy's talking about. That would have been the committees in D.C. that Jamie was working with.
No. But the AMI put it into the copy of the Need Act that went to those government committees.
The draft, what did they call it? The draft of the Need Act? It wasn't the Need Act. It was the AMI's rendition. Is that what you're talking about?
No. The Need Act was in Washington, and Jamie said, the parody plank was in the Need Act, and it kept being taken out by someone on the committees, and he couldn't figure out who.
Right. So that would have been a different group than what Randy has been talking about now.
Right. But I just want to see what Stephen and
I think Jamie, I sent that around once before.
Yeah.
And I know I can't find it. I've been looking for it. I can't find it.
Yeah.
I want to see what's acceptable to the AMI about parody. And maybe
what was acceptable back then? Anyway.
Not just, yeah. It wasn't the AMI necessarily, that was the DC group that Jamie was dealing with, which would be, the lawyers and, whoever else was working behind the scenes in those committees.
Yeah, I don't care about that, Jerry. I care that AMI accepted it enough to put it in to that version of the Need Act. That's what I want to see.
Okay. So maybe you could use it for this, or at least pieces of it for this.
Yeah, see how it was said.
Right.
Because I'm assuming that version of the Need Act had the monetary authority in it,
Right.
I'm looking, I'm not.
I know I've got it, but oh my God, trying to find it.
I've been doing searches. I can't find it. I don't know.
I'll talk amongst yourselves.
Did you, Sue, did you get a chance to see the book that Randy found that was published in 1873? And the guy that wrote it was the subject, that was the only book he wrote on the political economy, and he was the subject of Hudson's PhD, doctoral thesis.
Oh, no. Tell me.
Yeah. So that's... So that's going to be that when we get to, hopefully Randy will have some notes and stuff when we get to the discussion on Hudson, in the committee tonight. What Stephen wants to try to take us through those three chapters, and Randy will have that, his little project completed, going through that old book from 1873 that I forgot his name, wrote.
Smith,
he wrote on, and he had known Carey, Harry Carey, that was the...
Henry Carey,
the economic advisor to Lincoln.
In fact, the Smith guy was the person that that Carey submitted chapters of his own book to for comments and corrections.
Yeah, that's right. So that should be really interesting too, when we go through Hudson with the group tonight. Won't be tonight, but whenever.
No, I doubt it'll be tonight.
Whenever Stephen gets permission to use those three chapters, if he ever does. Maybe he could just read them aloud to us himself or something. I don't know. Or pieces of them.
Wow, goes right past it. Wow.
So have you got a time frame, Sue, for this project that you're doing?
Well, they said come back next week. I don't know if I can go back to in 2 weeks.
What did they, well, we didn't get very far through your recording, but.
Right.
Were there other comments? Did they?
Oh, yeah.
Did they have other objections or comments that were
useful? Yes. Yeah, that recording I sent Jerry, useful in what way? Useful in order to present it to specifically the Green Party, okay?
Right.
That's the use of it.
Yes, okay. I would hope so anyway, yeah.
Yeah, so Jerry could keep playing that.
Start playing it, okay.
Oh, so we don't need parody.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying.
I'm asking. I don't know.
Well, I don't know because you haven't defined parody yet. If that's the only.
Yeah.
But this is the purpose of parody.
Well, so the answer I would give is that, correct, we do not need parody, but we might very well want parody. Okay, because parody is a way, as I understand it, of providing for a healthy circulation of money by making sure that people or that the baseline producers in agriculture are getting a fair price that covers the expenses, which then leads them to spend money because they circulate the money when they buy all their supplies and everything, that, you know, if they're getting a fair price, they can spend enough money on stuff. And so you can have that as kind of a foundation of the economy.
Okay. Well,
he doesn't want that.
Is that correct? Is that one part of your thinking on it too? Or?
Well, yes, I tend not to try to focus on agriculture because a lot of people who don't know parity talk about price fixing and, you know, what about the rest of the economy, you know, that kind of thing. So you can see in this, I try not to.
Mm-hmm.
I try to focus on the whole economy.
Can you stack?
A parity economy.
Yeah, go ahead, Steve.
Well, I mean, I want to understand it better. I think it's vital. I think, like Kevin says, it has a very useful point. I was just curious about these parallel language that is used to regulate the value thereof, and that it wasn't said in the greening of the dollar plank, whereas it was. So I'm just pointing out that conflict. I don't know what to do with it. It doesn't mean that the parity plank is not valid. It's just I don't know if that's not the sole characteristic of parity.
Right. Okay. Well, I'll delve into that and talk to people, you know, in my parity group about it. They all know the need act, you know.
Okay.
Thank you. These comments are really helpful. Since the private commercial banks are corporations that create our money supply, they are responsible for inflation and deflation. The citizens do not know the following fact. Whenever a borrower signs a loan contract with a commercial bank, the commercial bank has the legal privilege in its charter to create the principal of the loan in the borrower's account. This information is kept out of our educational system and mass media system. I put that in because any chance I have to tell the American people that's fact, I find it's important. So I put it in there. The major regulator of the private banks is the Federal Reserve System. However, the Federal Reserve banks are privately owned. It is used not to protect the public, but to bail out the Fed members' commercial banks when greed makes the banks create too many loans to borrowers who cannot pay. Eventually, the unpayable loans create a financial crisis. This has happened many times since the beginning of our country. Therefore, the Green Party has in its platform Section N, monetary reform, greening the dollar, which puts the creation of money back in the hands of Congress. But what will maintain the value of the money without inflation or deflation?
The monetary authority.
Introduction. Public money will be directed to...
We had another sentence there that you didn't read.
Oh, the Banking and Monetary Reform Committee, BMRC, is proposing a parity economy plan to be added to the current end monetary reform greening the dollar.
Okay, hang on a second. We did talk about that a little bit when you were offline here. I don't think it should be under N. I think it should be a separate category. Last time we wanted to put it under O or parity. So I don't know if anybody else.
What's your thinking around that?
My thinking of that is, you know, I think it's going to simply confuse more people if we put that in the same with the monetary reform. To me, it's a different concept.
Steve Stack.
Yes, Steve.
I think they're related, but I think it deserves this distinct place where it can be focused on. It's not exactly the same as greening the dollar, but it's a complement. So
yeah, right.
It's right in the same sentence in the Constitution.
Uh-huh.
Create the money and regulate the value thereof.
Well, is that the only thing that would regulate the value?
Well, if I was a monetary authority, I think I'd want to implement parity.
Well, yeah.
Kevin Stack.
Yes, Kevin.
Well, is there, you know, when we think about how do we express this idea, okay, this, it sounds to me like, you know, there are so many, the stuff I have read, which has been a little while because I read a few things on eco-socialism and some of these academics who were promoting this with their various schemes that they had, you know, for how you'd have this ecological economy and stuff and what people would or would not do. You know, it sounds like parity is what they're trying to figure out. You know, so I don't know if this is true, but I'm just saying that, well, you know, if there was some way to maybe, well, first of all, am I even correct in thinking that? But secondly,
I think so.
Could we be, you know, like, can, you know, the corporations do this, and maybe we should practice a little bit, and that is dressing up your proposals in the language of, you know, these other groups that might have more public appeal, you know, like you have all this right-wing stuff dressed up as progressive rhetoric, and then, but now if we could present parity as a eco-socialist idea or something, or as, you know, something like, I don't know, is that possible?
That could be a worthy project.
Well, parity is mentioned in the other part of the platform regarding whatever it is. I don't know, the Green New Deal or eco-socialism or whatever.
Oh, they do talk about it?
Yeah.
I haven't noticed that.
I guess they sent that information to Sue, and maybe I should have posted it on the list.
Yeah.
Well, I read it, Rita, and they just used the word parody. There's no description of anything about it.
Right. Well,
but if we can take that context and use it
to advance the argument.
Definitely.
I have a comment, which I don't not go over too big, but I'm afraid if you approach the American farmer who's been on the land
yeah.
a while and tell him now he's an eco-socialist, I'm afraid he's going to take out his shotgun.
No. And of course, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about he's talking to eco-socialists, not farmers. Now, this is a platform amendment of the Green Party platform. The farmers have never heard of that. Am I correct in thinking that? I mean, some of them might know about the Green Party, but the conservative farmers that you're talking about, the Republican farmers that you're talking about, are not the people who would be like...
Mostly the people in the Green Party don't know what's in the Green Party platform.
Right. Well, that's true. The Democrats don't know what's in their platform either.
Right.
No.
I don't think we should change the nature of parity.
Well, we're not changing it. I'm just saying that it is. It's the scheme. This is not the first time stuff like this happens. You know, people look for. They're searching for ideas, and so they work out slowly but surely. They work out an idea that's been worked out, that was already worked out years ago, but they just never knew about it. They never understood mm-hmm. it, whatever. And so that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I kind of think that the background on parity would be kind of important, at least. I mean, yes, this is going to be part of a proposal, okay? You may want to explain... outside of the platform, why you want to include parity in it and indicate that, you know, it's necessary for, I don't know what you want to call it.
A sustainable economy. How about that?
Yeah, a sustainable economy or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
I try to tie it into the what the eco-socialists want to hear about.
Well, a sustainable economy isn't just the eco-socialists, is it?
Well, I know, but, you know, I sent you the information about what was already in the platform because it's in the section that is worshipped by the eco-socialists. If you want to call it.
Parity is, right, Rita?
Pardon?
That's why you're going to introduce it.
Yes, parity is a long history. They don't know that. All they used is this word parity.
I know, Sue. That's why you need to explain it and how it relates to their eco-socialist plan.
If you want to get it passed.
Yes, yeah. If you want to get it passed, yeah.
It is important to tell people that, you know, they have a great idea and, you know, and let them take credit for it because
yes,
they will.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. You've got to make this acceptable to these young eco-socialists. They renamed the Youth Caucus as the
eco-socialists part.
The young eco-socialists. Yes. Y-E-S. Yeah.
But Sue, also, the parity ideas grew out of, there was a lot of socialist concepts in the 1930s. And if I remember this history right, because we've had two or three presentations on this with the AMI, and other stuff like that, and I've watched them on the video. There was this whole socialist thing in the 1930s as response to the Great Depression, and the parity law was passed in the 1940s or something like that, and put into place in the 50s, and then ignored after that when the banks took over the commodity markets. But I think it ties back in, that's my recollection, it does tie back into socialism and socialist ideas. So I believe there's a relationship there. So I may be wrong.
Well, Well, you have to read the two.
Well, anyway, it's part of their platform, and they ought to know what in the hell it is. So
one can pray.
Yeah, there's a reason I sent that to you, Sue, so you would understand that, yes, they have it.
Rita.
Okay.
So they use the word parody. So suddenly they have to understand this whole history that has nothing.
No, they don't have to understand. It doesn't have anything to do with socialism.
Well, you're
F-I-T-E and read the Peek book, P-E-E-K, about the parody in the 1930s and the fight for parody in the Congress, and it has nothing to do with socialism.
Okay. Well, anyway, I'm just telling you that you're going to have to make it appealing to these people that are eco-socialists and have it mentioned in their Green New Deal.
Thank you. We're coming up with 3 minutes less than 4 minutes left here. What did you get out of this, Sue?
I said I have to learn how to deal with groups like this.
Yeah, really. No kidding.
Right.
But I was looking up Charles Walters because he developed, let's see, Acres USA, he called it the voice for eco-agriculture. Eco-agriculture was to him an acronym for economically and ecologically sustainable agriculture. Could you weave that kind of language into your, instead of eco-socialist?
That's the progression, though. That's how it's evolved, is that they have taken those concepts like Chuck coined in the 70s and evolved it into something 50 years later now that is carries a whole different wagon load of baggage.
So you're saying if you can't rephrase
it? Well, you can try, but that's what you're dealing with. That's what you're going to have to contend with.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, and they're giving to me, I guess their youth caucus or whatever they call them, are an up-and-coming vocal part of the Green Party now.
Probably want that because it's new blood. Ooh, it's youngsters.
Right. And I think it's a mistake. By compromising what you're trying to say to make it fit with what they, to make it accurate, mm-hmm. and, you know, what they're trying to say,
right.
what they're looking for, and then, but phrase it in realistic terms, in terms that aren't compromised at all. And that's a tall order, Sue.
Yes.
Sorry to say, I mean, that's really hard.
Well, it's a lot of work, yeah, but it's true. And if we don't do it that way, then we're disserving young people by letting them continue to believe falsehoods.
Right. Absolutely.
That's true. Errors. That's very true.
Absolutely. Oh my God. This is an important discussion. Yep. And we're coming up to the end. So
yeah.
We've got some stuff tonight. I don't know. The only extra person is going to be Mike Holden and maybe Joe. Otherwise, it's going to be us again. So
right.
If we have time after we get through, you know, the parody page, maybe we can continue this.
Yeah, this is important from what Randy said.
Yes, absolutely.
Sue, I did find a bunch of this AMI stuff. I will sort through it and send you what I think is the stuff you're looking for.
Terrific. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. This has been really helpful. God.
Yeah.
Anxiety-producing, but helpful.
Well, yeah, it's a big challenge. Thanks for getting with the committee and spending your time there.
Yeah, really, really.
It is worthwhile, Randy, like you said.
Okay.
So I'm going to end the meeting. You're going to revolve back into your realities there. Bye, Lee.